10 Blokes Day Out. Eagle Farm Racecourse this weekend. Tickets from $10 at brc.com.au.
Hey there, welcome to the catch-up. Really nice to have you along. If you subscribe, you can always get little notifications of when they pop up. Plenty on today. Went back between the sheets, Robin Bailey, a personal one today.
Well, I just thought that something happened that happened yesterday on my husband's birthday might have been of value to teaching you blokes something about buying underwear. Mm. It didn't turn out
good to learn. Now, do you know what? You go to those changing rooms, if you lurk, if you're 6'3" or over, they didn't build some of the doors high enough.
Okay, do not be lurking around changing rooms in lingerie departments.
Yeah, that's on you, man. You don't have to look just because you can.
Those doors are only about 5'11".
And when you said lurking, I was
I thought my girlfriend was in here.
How's that fitting? Is that okay? Is that okay?
Do you want a hand?
Can I get you another size?
You know what we should talk about one day is Kath told me when you're young and you get your first bra fitted, that's a pretty weird thing, huh?
It is a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Kath got an allegation against a woman in Rockhampton.
Oh, wow.
She was over enthusiastic with grade 8 girls for helping with their bras.
Right.
Ooh. Oh.
Ugh.
That's just weird.
I just wanted to make more creepy noises.
Yeah. You're succeeding.
Mission achieved.
What else do you want to talk about?
That Teresa Green that we had on today is one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Dobbo threw you under the bus too, very sadly, at Broncos training.
Mm. Adam Jackson, Channel 9 News, National 9
Channel
News.
Channel 9.
Nah. You had a run-in with that man you
actually,
often
it was a bloody good
of.
Show now I have a turn around and have a look at the
comedian
board.
Comedian Ross Noble was on.
Oh, funny fella. How's his
Geordie.
Accent sound?
Geordie. Geordie
Ross
legend.
Noble.
And Ross Noble.
Ross Noble.
From Newcastle.
Okay, right.
I don't know.
No. He is.
Okay.
Said Geordie. Listen, Brendan.
No, I
listen.
Did. That's why and I made that leap. Geordie Shaw, of course. We're
Geordie
all big
Shaw.
Fans.
Yeah.
I might even listen to the podcast. It sounds all right.
Even though you lived it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I listen to it just because, you know, waking up at 4 AM or whatever, sometimes I get to the end of the
day. What happened?
It's all here. Enjoy.
Where am I?
The Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30
on Triple M.
The Brisbane Comedy Festival wraps up this weekend, and who better to bring it home than this bloke? He's had 14 sellout Aussie tours in a row. He's the king of improvised comedy and our favourite hilarious Geordie. It's none other than our good mate Ross Noble. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm full of beans. I'm excited.
Have you two worked together before?
We have, yes. I think we worked together when you just passed... Was you just about to do your driving test or you just passed your driving test?
Yeah, I just passed my driving test. And if you don't know, some of you may think, well, Nick, you're 31, so you last gigged together 13 years ago. No, it was last year. Just got my licence. Last year.
Yeah, it was down in Melbourne there. And now now I've remembered it. Do you remember the bit of advice that I gave you? It was only when I got in my own car and I was walking away, I went, I don't think that's the best advice I should have given to him.
My
advice was go down, like now you got your licence, go down to Phillip Island and do a track day.
Oh, that's
do you remember? I love driving, right? Love driving, love riding motorcycles, right? I'm a bit of a petrol head, right? But, I mean, I was faster than Tom Cruise on Top Gear, but I never mentioned
it. You were too.
I never mentioned it.
Should've.
It's one of those things I never talk about the fact that I was faster than Tom Cruise on Top Gear. I never talk about it, though. It's not when he comes on the television, I don't tell
you.
My wife.
Yeah?
It's got to the point now where if we drive past a billboard and Tom Cruise is on the billboard, I go, you know, she goes, don't. I know.
Well, you speed past it.
So from my point of view, I just think, what better way to, if you want to be safer on the road, learn to go fast on a track.
Yeah.
Because then that way you learn about the braking, you learn about what the car's capable of, and then if it's a bit wet, you can find out. So motorbikes, cars, I just think. So that's the way my head thinks.
That's a good idea.
And you just passed your test, and I'm going, get on the track. And I'm glad you're still alive. That's all I'm saying.
Are you back living in Australia? Because you were living here and then the awfulness of the Victorian fires.
Yeah. We moved back to the UK and that was, we found somewhere damp, you know, that wasn't going to burst into flames.
Yeah.
we've moved back now. Yeah. We're living back here down the Mornington Peninsula.
Of vehicles? Did you have to bring them over?
Well, no, this is the thing. I had to sell. I had a tank.
That's right.
The tank.
So
what?
I, So yeah, I bought a tank, and like I say, I like to drive. So I had like a massive, I had a massive shed full of motorcycles, and then we decided to move, and that's the biggest waste of money I've ever done in my entire life. But no, basically what I've done is move back here and I'm trying to get my kids to be as Aussie as possible, because they're still a bit, they're a bit Merchant Ivory at the moment. They're a bit like, they stare out windows and go, father, it's a particularly nice day.
Oh, no.
And it's just like that. So that I've taught my six-year-old, because I'm a big fan of, hello, Frank Walker, National Cars. And so what I do is I spend a lot of my day, I become Frank Walker, because I feel he's the perfect role model. So I walk around, I go, hello, what would you like for your breakfast?
That is not only a great Frank Walker, that is an awesome Australian accent.
Well, thank you very much. I'm trying to teach the children. So now... So now my six-year-old holds her nose, because that's how you get a real Frank Walker. So my six-year-old walks around, but she does. I forget, and she does it at the most inopportune moments. So we'll just be in the shop, and I'll just go, "Where have you gone?" And she'll pop out from behind an aisle and go,
Ross Noble is at City Hall. It is tonight, Friday, Saturday. Do not miss it. BrisbaneComedyFestival.com.au. It is always a pleasure, Ross.
Thanks. And you can have, if you come along, you get 50% off all timber and laminate
floor.
Oh, I'd say fairer than that.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Okay, this may also be cringeworthy, and I was really debating in my own head whether I should bring this to the table, because it's based on personal experience and that can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday was my gorgeous husband Sean's birthday.
And thanks for the birthday cake you brought in this morning.
Brought in some red velvet and citrus icing cake. They've been gorging themselves this morning. Anyway, so as presents go, I went for some practical things. I went for some emotional things. And I went for some sexy things. Mm. So the practical, I bought him a veggie pod, a mobile veggie pod.
Oh, that's a good one. From plastic, and you can carry it around.
Yeah,
handle?
No. And it's got wheels. And so you can plant veggies. And so he can do his own kale and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. But the wheels, can you wheel it out when it's raining, when it's light rain?
Bring it back in. It's got this big mesh thing. He loved that.
Yeah.
Okay, the romantic was that I got him a framed photo from our wedding in November last year, but on the side of the photo in the frame were our wedding vows.
Oh, you're still going on about that wedding.
Yeah, he loved it. You loved it too. Shut up.
Yeah. Okay. It was good at the time.
Yeah, righto. And the sexy thing, and I was very unsure whether I should do this because it was a definite win for me as well.
Yes.
But I just decided, and I was looking around to see about the whole lingerie thing and whether blokes like lingerie. And of course, you know, when you ask people, and I did ask a couple of husbands, and I thought, is this a good idea? And they thought it was. So I took him lingerie shopping for me.
Oh.
It was genius.
Why?
Absolutely genius. He had the most fun.
Oh.
I got really cool lingerie.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy.
Well, do you say you had fun because it wasn't uncomfortable? When we go into a lingerie shop on our own, it's a very uncomfortable experience.
And this was the point. He didn't have to make any decisions. Mm. He just had to go, I like that. And I went, awesome, I'll try it on. It fits. Let's buy it.
Yeah.
But I don't recommend you...
Was he creepy hanging around the fitting rooms?
No, so here's the thing. Okay, don't do it in Myra and David Jones.
Did he wheel his plants around? Did he bring his plants in here?
No, he didn't.
Is that cause letters you got there?
This would be my note of caution to all of you, right? Yes. Or you blokes, if you're thinking about doing this, or in fact, wives who want to do it for their husbands, go to a shop which is dedicated to lingerie. So we went to Honey Burdett's in Indooroopilly.
Yes.
Because we were the only people in there.
What's the name of it?
Honey Burdett's. It's a lingerie shop.
Wow.
I wouldn't even know how to spell that.
Okay.
Honey
Burdett's. Write it down.
Yeah. So it's specifically.
It's just a lingerie store. So
the bra shop.
Yeah. So he could sit on the couch outside the change room. Mm. He picked the things that he liked.
Yeah.
I put them on. He said, go that one. We bought the lingerie.
Were you wandering around in your bra and undies?
Not outside of the change room, but you can open up. Why am I telling you this? I was just trying to help you. I think this is a good idea.
Well, you're helping everyone, I'm sure, but we all want detail.
And then here's the other tip, just for those playing on at home. Make sure when you actually go then, and like I bought the lingerie because it was his birthday present, so I was paying for it. But I said to him, just get the sizes. And if you want to, you can come back. And the woman was lovely and she said, no worries, we have Robin right. sizes now, so you can go in.
When you point at the girl and you go, oh, no, that one over there, same size
right.
as her.
That's Don't do that. No. So yeah. take Kath in yeah. on your birthday.
That's a good one.
She can buy it. And you'll know.
You know those ones where you hold your stockings up with the suspenders? No one actually wears them in real life, do they, apart from strippers?
Not often. Yeah. no, not up. Often. They yeah. look really good, but yeah. not really.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay, you're all good with that?
Yeah. I think it's a fair idea. I don't like that, because I like nice underwear, obviously. Blokes don't have lingerie. But
oh,
the
no,
last time I came out,
you just, can get
just with boxer shorts on, I'm like, Luch, what do you think? They diverted our flight. They go, sir, you're not getting all the way to Bali. You're almost fully nude on the aircraft.
You know where they do sell wonderful men's underwear?
Where?
BCF. They've got
no,
fish on them.
No, oh, camping fishing.
Yes.
What?
Mate, they've got barramundi ones. They've yeah. got marlin ones. Next time I wear them, I'll take a photo in the toilets and show you.
Please
okay?
don't. Please don't do that. You missed an opportunity there to go to BCF. You. You spent all that money on Honey Burdettes. You could have just gone to BCF and got some barramundi undies.
Look at your little tackle.
Oh, silly. It's the big
you
breakfast.
See him,
Triple M. From a house down in Melbourne or on the Gold Coast. From the horrors of it, switch or
even up the coast. It's Triple M. Now, of course, Bogan News the last few days were on the west coast over in Perth, and we even went up to Scotland, Northern Hemisphere. But today, oh, much closer to home, we've got a misspelled name, a drug charge, and a magistrate's court appearance. Yep, we're off to Gympie.
Oh, no, the Gimp.
Well done, Gympie.
A prawn trawler fisherman has escaped with a $500 fine after committing what I must say is one of the ballsiest slash dumbest crimes ever. Mr. Shane Back, any guess on how to spell Shane?
Oh, well, the standard. You can't ruin a classic name like Shane, surely. S-H-A-N-E.
Oh, no, there'd be a Y. S-H-A-Y.
There is a Y.
Y.
S-H-A-Y-N-E.
I knew it!
And you say, why, Shane? Why,
you can,
Shane?
You ask it, you can't ruin if you. Can you ruin a classic name? A Bogan will chuck a Y in there and do just that. He's pleaded guilty to committing a public nuisance on licensed premises and possessing marijuana in Gympie Magistrates Court yesterday. Now, the court heard cops had been called to the Sleepy Lagoon Hotel by the hotel manager and told them a couple of patrons were being aggressive
and refusing
to leave.
You get off those prawn trawlers, you get your pay, and then you cut loose for a day or two.
But is prawn trawling, I assume it's not exactly like world's deadliest catch, is it?
Oh, it's pretty hectic out there.
Is it hectic?
Oh, yeah, they can go out 30, 40 Ks and they catch people. Okay. They can go out for 3 nights because they freeze it on board. Yeah, it's a tough job.
Yeah, it's not like deadliest catch.
Well, it's not like deadliest catch, no.
He's come back, he's kicked off, right? The officers have arrested Shane with a Y.
Yeah.
And the court was told that as the police were driving him back to the station, they noticed the smell of cannabis and thick smoke coming from the rear cage of the vehicle.
No, Shane.
Shane, this absolute ballsy legend, was smoking pot in the back of the cop car.
Shane.
Now, tell me if I'm wrong. I don't know if you catch someone smoking pot in the back of the cop car. I don't know if that's a job for the regular police or if Shane should have been nabbed by the Joint Task Force.
Oh.
Yes. 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 Back-to-back puns.
Nailed it. Big breakfast.
Yellow card.
It is a card offence, isn't it? The old pun. Triple M's Big
Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30. I want your opinions, guys. Hey, as they bury all the relatives the dead over there in Christchurch, we're starting to get pictures of the funerals and burials.
It's awful.
All right, good. I've got your opinion already. I can't cop. I don't think you should be allowed to film and publicly distribute any funerals at all. I'm not just talking about because of what happened. I'm talking about at all from now on. No funerals. There is nothing. If you don't attend the funeral, you don't get to have a look at it. It's
It's
not for public viewing. It's
a private
thing.
Seeing Kerri-Anne Kenley put that flower on her heart. Like, I'm sorry, do not do that. That is a moment. Like, that is a personal, private moment for the people there. Seeing her so distraught. I actually turned away from the television and then it made the front page of the paper. Steve Irwin was another one. Seeing poor Terry with those dark sunglasses on. And yes, I can remember because it impacted me so much because I'm saying, don't do this. Please don't show me this stuff.
All right. As a person
can they
who
decide?
They decide? Well, some families want state funerals and want cameras and want intrusion. I can't work out why. As a person who went to a few funerals, as my sister had Logan funerals for 32 years, I've never see. You learn a lot from every funeral you go to. You learn. You come out a better person after a funeral, but that's if you attend.
Yeah, you're listening.
And the spirituality of it goes into you, not if you're watching a one-minute grab on TV at night time. I remember my sister, I'm going to give her this, I reckon that she invented filming the video for the family. Like she, and then distributed it on a disc afterwards.
She got a videographer.
I've never seen anyone who did that before.
Sold DVDs. Yeah.
No, she just gave it to the family. That was part of the funeral package. And then I guess all funeral parlors probably do it now. But she used to do that. But that's full of soul because it's about you. Outside world shouldn't be looking in at other people's funerals.
See, if they did that, then the family could distribute it to the press if it's someone important.
I'd wait, though. I'd wait until I'm in Bali for the knockoff. I'll get me Steve Irwin knockoff funeral DVD in Bali. I'm picking up all the DVDs.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Okay, we were talking about this yesterday because it is the world's cutest thing and it's still my favourite story of the week. The moment that little koala who was very hot in South Australia jumped into the car of Tim the winemaker. Have a listen if you missed it.
I noticed some fluffy ears in the back seat and realised there was a koala in the car.
This is what happens when you leave your car doors open in a vineyard.
Can I get you to come out of my car, please?
I know it's nice and cool in here with the aircon. No, don't go up the front.
Oh, man.
Mate, what are you doing?
And then he put his claws into the dash and poor old Tim was trying to remove him and this koala was like, no, I'm going to hang on.
Well, anyway, they are good at hanging. Did you see, he said he's not going to fix the dashboard. It's a permanent reminder of the day the koala was in
there.
How cute. Yeah, it was pretty good.
So here's what I want to ask. When have you had an animal jump in your car? I haven't actually had an animal jump in. I had an animal jump through. I very stupidly, when I was a young cadet journalist broadcasting out of 2WEB in Bourke in far western New South Wales, one of my mates had a moke, mini moke.
Yeah.
And we used to drive, it was like called kangaroo slalom. We used to drive between Bourke and Dubbo at dusk, which was just ridiculous. I know, it was a fun, stupid game to play. And once, because you dodge the kangaroos, because there are literally millions of them, but once a kangaroo was bouncing and we could see it coming towards us from the road and we're thinking, oh, do we swerve? What do we do? It jumped through the back passenger, like passed over.
And went out the other side.
Jumped out the other side. Does that count?
Yeah, well, yes, I'll allow that one through. I've had one go through the windscreen and ended up in the front seat next to the mate.
No.
So he's driving. Yeah, he went through. He still he slowed it down, obviously, after it hit the windscreen, broke the windscreen, fell in, and then it started because it went nuts.
Was it alive?
Still alive. Went crazy with the thing. He had to bail out. As soon as he pulled up, he bailed out, and finally it jumped out of the car and
went away. And then jumped on its way.
Yeah.
Oh,
survived.
My Lord.
I reckon there'd be a few people who have ruse.
Okay.
Ever
we don't
heard
care.
Of the cats? Have you ever heard cats climbing into the motor, into the engine bay to get warm, and then you drive off in the morning, it's still there?
Cooked.
No, I think they survived that too.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Okay. When has an animal jumped into your car? We don't care where in your car.
No.
We don't care what animal. Marty of Fanny Grove, what animal has jumped into your car?
Yeah, guys, good morning. I don't know if you remember, but back in the 70s, the African lion safari down at Beenleigh.
Oh, we discussed this at quite some length last year, one day. Yes, we remember. You used to go in the gate and drive your car through and,
That's it. Well, my mother had the window down about 4 or 5 inches and an emu decided it wanted some food, stuck its head through the car window and stole a diamond earring straight off her ear.
Really?
Wow.
Did he eat it?
Oh, I don't know if he ate it, but it was a costly little bit of food, I would imagine.
Now, were you in the car when this occurred?
Yeah, I was about 6 or 7 years old.
That's the best.
Yeah, we had a laugh, but she wasn't impressed.
Just remind me about the Bullen's Lion Safari. Now, you used to go there because it used to be a 2.5-hour trip to get to the coast, so you'd break your trip up by visiting the lions. Were the lions in with the emus?
No, they're all in separate cages, but they were roaming free. You know, so as you drive through, they could cross the road in front of you.
Yeah, because you drive through on a dirt track.
I can still remember the ad. It's the African Lion Safari.
You like that song.
With lions and tigers and bears, sorry. Okay, Kingsley of Redland Bay.
We found your karaoke song.
Kingsley, what happened? What animal has jumped into your car?
It was called a Blue Mountain Parrot. And I was driving up in North Queensland there, just driving along with the family on a daily outing, had the wife, the kids, the outlaw in the back seat. and driving along on a Blue Mountain Parrot flew straight through my driver's window and smashed me in the side of the head.
Oh, wicked.
Oh, yeah, real wicked. And it felt like someone just punched me in the side of the head.
Yeah.
So I've hit the anchors, pulled the car up. It was a brand new Commodore, straight up on the footpath. Near took out two blokes. And the mother-in-law was just sitting there, and I thought, what the frig happened to me?
You thought she'd punched you. Oh,
yeah, I said, what was that? And she said, oh, come and have a look in the back seat. And she was as calm as the day was long. And she, I opened the door, I said, what's the matter? I thought she might have got hurt.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, there's a bird in the back seat with me.
Was it?
I said, you're joking. She said, no, here it is here. It's a little Blue Mountain Parrot. And she's holding it like, oh, poor little bird.
I was still alive?
Yeah, it was still alive. Yeah. And, yeah, she opened the door. I opened the door and, yeah, she just let it go and it flew off.
My God.
Did it want to lift back down to New South Wales? It seemed a bit lost.
Yeah, had to get up
Blue
there.
Mountain Parrot.
What a beauty.
Wow. Rob of Morayfield, what animal jumped into your car?
I was driving back from Moree to Adelaide back in, would have been about 92, 93.
Oh, yeah.
And there was some, like, roadkill on the side of the road and a wedge-tail eagle was there.
Oh, yeah.
And a wedge-tail eagle took, as it's taken off, it's dive-bombed the car and ended up in the back of the wagon, company car.
Yes.
Straight through the windscreen. I was covered in feathers and all sorts of stuff.
Did it break the windscreen? Like the window was up?
Yeah. The front windscreen came straight through the windscreen, into the pillars on the front of the car.
It had weighed 5 or 6 kilos, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was fully grown.
Yeah.
And, yeah, when it went through, it hit me on the head, gave me a bit of a headache and ended up in the back of the wagon and died. It killed itself, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
Well, it wasn't moving when it was in the back, but, yeah,
that's it.
Woke me up, and then I had to drive pretty much from the next 5 hours with no windscreen, just wearing a pair of sunglasses in the middle of the night.
And a dead bird.
Yeah. Did you, I'm just going to ask this, and did you cook it?
What?
Nah.
Have you ever wanted to know what an eagle tasted like?
No.
No?
No. I had probably a part of it that I didn't want to really taste in my mouth.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Did you eat the bird? What is wrong with you?
Have you eaten wedge-tail eagle?
No, well, that's why I'd cook it up.
Do you want to eat wedge-tail
Because then
eagle?
I could get on radio and go, tell you what is tasty. It's the eagle pack.
Oh,
big breakfast on Triple M.
Smoko Shout.
Every Wednesday go out and we take tasty sandwiches and people who invite us out, triplem.com.au, and just go to the win page and say, come on out.
Anyone can do that.
Anyone at all. And we go out. The sandwiches are so beautiful. Barista Brothers, iced coffee, Zupa Dupas. We've got oranges. You can take everything. It's such a treat for everyone to walk out of the... And yesterday it was a big factory. Kador, K-A-D-O-R, okay?
What do? They do?
Well, I'll tell you as the story progresses.
Kadors.
Did you see Tilly here, one of our promotions girls? She gave me that big... Did you see the Smoko alarm?
Mm.
Milwaukee make it, you know, Milwaukee Tools. And they said, give this tomato to take out there. And then he sounds the Smoko alarm. And that's when everyone comes and gets their food.
Look at you with the loud noise.
Yeah, but so I had a few different options. I was testing it in the car on the way out to Carroll Park.
Were.
All right. But have a listen. So I played mine and I overlooked the fact that they had their own Smoko alarm thing. That's me. That's me. No, that's me.
Smoko!
Oh, that's them.
Oh,
jeez. Oh,
this sounds a bit more intense. Yeah.
But a heavy engineering and stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, dude.
I think that was a smoke alarm. Mm. I think there was an actual...
Evacuate the building. No, hazard.
They sound that so everyone knows to come and have a smoko. So I'm not taking mine out anymore. Here's what they do. They build incredibly big stuff.
KADOR, KADOR.
Okay.
So we make mining equipment, make a lot of dump bodies, water tanks for the mines, really big stuff.
Yeah, so, how big?
Hold on. Come over.
What can I see?
Well, that's one hell of a shed.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
Dump truck.
Holy So that's the actual back...
The back of the dump truck, yeah.
Holy...
So we make a lot of our stuff for...
Oh, crikey. You're making mega stuff.
Yeah, so that's 45 tonne.
Like what's a dump body?
You know the trucks at the mines and you see them going up the hill. Yeah, take
the little tip tray things.
Yeah, they're like the wheelbarrow that's on the back of a truck.
That's it.
They make those things.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Jesus, they were big.
Anyway. Were you excited at the size of that shed? Like, yeah. Just imagine how much crap I could fill that with if it was in the backyard.
So true, mate. I dream of that. There's so many blokes have those enormous sheds. I'm very envious. Anyway, so I wandered around, didn't know what I'd ask them, but I figured, see if there's any excitement about the Broncos-Cowboys clash tomorrow night and what your tips are and stuff.
Well, I'm going to go to the Broncos.
Broncos.
Easy. What about Tomalolo?
I've got to back up after last week.
Cowboys. Broncos.
Broncos or Cowboys?
Broncos.
Got her. Couldn't care less, could you?
No, I don't.
Wouldn't care less.
Nodding doesn't work on radio. Do you care, Gordon?
Oh, I used to when Wally Lewis was still playing.
Jeez, you still had hair in those days, too. Right, and yeah. So today.
What about that? I used to care about the Broncos when Wally played.
Now he just sees him on Nine News.
Oh, God.
Those were the days, Wally.
All right, let's name their lineup. They always. Here's a shout-out to all the blokes I met yesterday at Cador.
All right, so John.
Chris.
Abe.
Kurt.
Lewin.
Howie.
Raph.
Joseph.
Jesus.
Erwin.
Desi.
Michael.
Jason.
Candace.
Sharon.
Frank.
Ingrid.
You're lucky you know everyone's names, eh? That was a bit of pressure.
I'm going to do the payroll.
All right.
So that was John. Did you hear?
Was there a Jesus?
Hold on. Let's just replay the middle bit there.
It was Joseph. Ingrid. Jesus.
Hold on. Can you do that
Joseph.
Again?
Joseph and Jesus
work father son working together. Yep.
There was an Abe in there as well. Abraham getting the run.
Wow,
they're no longer carpenters. They've moved into the welding business.
Why wouldn't you? That's where the money is.
It's the future.
The Big Breakfast on Triple M.
Robin and I just having a look, and Nick just having a look at the cyclone going over North Queensland. It's just cleared the coast.
He's a mongrel.
Cyclone Trevor. All right. You remember yesterday we were talking about that the boss, the mayor of the community. I think it was Cohen, and how they're sort of relaxed, but he also predicted correctly.
The wind is probably more of concern, bringing down infrastructure, as particularly power lines. The powers will normally go first.
Seconds later, they lost power.
We just seen a few trees go down across the road, yeah, so, yeah.
Okay.
Well
and
done,
then last night, they got the CEO, awesome. So the mayor. Okay, can you imagine the mayor of Brisbane, you know, Graham Quirk, ringing him up, righto, this is the news, we just need a quote, you know, while about the cyclone. So this is the bloke, Leichhardt River, it had just gone over. All right. Are you supposed to swear when you're on the news?
Possibly not.
Give him a go.
I'm just walking in the water at the moment, actually. Down trailing. There's still trees in the yard.
The mayor.
The mayor. Oh, yes.
Oh, buddy. It's very casual.
Channel 9 News Sport last night, though, had Adam Jackson. He was singing about the, he loves to sing his reports. He was singing about the Broncos backline and possibilities. And I
still feeling the effects of a back injury, James Roberts is no certainty to play with Katoni Staggs on standby. Adam Jackson, 9 News.
Yeah, you take the mickey out of that poor fella almost.
Adam Jackson.
There you go.
Nine News.
You should hear when the songs are on. Seriously, he entertains himself with that.
He's a great man.
Hello, Dobbo from our newsroom.
Dobbo inside of the NRL. Yes. Now, I just tell you how it went down? So, yeah. Nick, I'm there doing Smoko Shout, and on the way back, they said, can you pick up the tickets from the Broncos for us to give away for the
I love it when
tomorrow.
You're a courier for this station.
Yeah, I know. You got nothing to do, mate.
Can I just say quickly, I saw the Triple M car outside the Broncos Leagues Club, and I knew Marto and Hillary were there, and I thought, they've gone in for a sherbet, a sneaky sherbet on the work tight.
One moment, please.
Okay, do not distract him. Come
on.
Yeah,
don't distract me.
Focus.
Your membership card for the Broncos Leagues Club.
Oh,
I rejoined
you.
And you, Nick, I'll present them tomorrow. All right. So we go there and I said, Hill, let's go over and have a look at the fish. She'd never seen the $30 million high performance centre. So we went over there and Dobbo was there. I went, oh, we'll go over and see him. I saw the Fox guy and then saw Wally.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I was telling Wally?
Yes, I did.
I was cleaning my shed out the other day and came across this laminated piece of paper where Wally sent us a good luck note for our wedding, Kath and I. All the best on the big day, Wally Lewis.
Oh,
it was so nice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How long ago was that?
When Noah was
20,
a boy.
27 years ago.
Wow.
No, he didn't remember it. But then, Dobbo was doing something to camera. They had the camera on him and who I'd never met, Adam Jackson. I'm 5 metres away, okay, just going, righto, we better get going. Bish, be quiet. Dobbo's doing a news cross. What did you do?
Well, it then occurred to me how much love Marto has for Adam Jackson, and I just knew that he'd actually never met him. So I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I made the introduction? But I went a little bit harder than that. I said, Jacko, here's Marto. Here's Adam Jackson, your favourite newsreader of all time.
And I think he might have said, this is a bloke that takes a piss out of you. And I said, in that moment, I had a decision to make. I back down and just go, yeah, just high? And I just went,
no, you didn't. No.
Adam Jackson, 9 years to his face.
I love your voice.
Oh. Yeah, I love your voice, Adam.
What did Adam say?
He actually took it on Marto. He loves Marto. He's actually a Marto fan.
Okay, have we got this out of your system now? Are we done?
Just an
awkward
moment.
Can we talk some Broncos?
I'm sorry. I got a lot of enjoyment out of that, and I'm sorry, but I should not have done that.
No, you didn't throw me out of the bus. You tested me slightly, and it was easy.
Adam Dank.
Do you reckon he went home and said to his partner, you'll never guess who I met today, Greg Martin, Triple M.
No.
Probably.
No, we got you in here to talk about James Roberts.
I don't think he'll play. I know that they're all putting up the saying that he trained yesterday. He did train yesterday, but he limped the whole way through it. He's never, ever been a great trainer, James Roberts, but the fact is, after Gordon Tallis last week said that he thought the rat's tail might have been the cause, I thought if that was the cause, you would cut the rat's tail off. It's still on.
Yeah.
I asked him myself, I said, how is it? He said, it's no good. I said, are you going to be right? He said, probably not. Everybody else is saying, yeah. I think there's a little smoke screen going up at the moment. I don't think he'll play.
That Katoni Staggs is pretty good, though.
Yeah, very good.
Hang on, what's wrong with him? Discs?
Acute back spasms. I don't know what that means.
Okay. Well, you don't want to stuff your back.
Yeah, bad bed.
Now, can I just, are we happy with all that so far?
Yeah.
Just go back to the rat's tail. No one had a rat's tail. No one had stupid hair while Wayne Bennett was on guard.
No, exactly right.
This stupid hair is a sign of bad culture.
Oh, come on. You're not going to say from a rat. You're saying because...
Oh,
mate, next thing you know, somebody will have dreadies, then there'll be a cornrow dude.
Well,
and this is where it'll lead to, and everyone's trying to be outstanding. Be part of a team and have normal hair.
I'm telling you now, Brad Thorne is the coach of the Reds. He was trained by Wayne Bennett.
No dickhead hair.
Tate McDermott had long hair. He was from the Sunshine Coast. I said to Tate, why'd you cut your hair? He said, because Brad Thorne came up to me and said, you either cut it or you don't play for the Reds.
Team is
and
like
he's cut
being
his
the,
head.
Yeah. It's like being in the army or the police. You can't be outstanding. You've got to be part of the team.
I can't believe with a rat's tail down at the Broncos, you think that's where the culture's gone to the dogs. Like Matt Lodge is like, look at this place. Yes. What's happened? I used to be able to throw wine bottles at cops, and now look at this bloke's haircut.
The rush hour back from 6 o'clock this evening with Dobbo. It's the big breakfast, Triple M.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.